anything that is after 1938, I may say that I have heard, I have seen, and before that, I don't know. It's all in words, through pages. But even after 1938, here's a very good glaring example. Yeah, I said after 1938, I can vouch for things, you see. But even that is not so. Mm-hmm. What happened was, peculiar thing happened. There was an emergency declared in India. You must have heard at the time of Indira Gandhi.
In 1938?
No. Oh. Recently. Oh. In the 60s somewhere.
Mm. Oh, during Indira Gandhi?
Yeah. Emergency. So what had happened was, at that time, why was emergency declared? Because all stopped working. Nobody would want to attend the office. They were all upset with the whole setup and all that. The opposition was having the upper hand and all that. So poor Indira, the Prime Minister, stamped emergencies throughout the country. So they had to naturally obey the law of the land, forced. At that time, in spite of it all, one day it so happened that those were the early years of the trust. Trust money would be there as the chairman, sitting there at the table. I would be there, Adi is there, and others were there, all are there. We had an elderly man who was helping money, one of the clerks. So he had great respect for money as sister of the Lord. So he was a regular smoker. So when he felt the urge, he wouldn't want to smoke somewhere nearby. He would go out of the compound near the Sarosh canteen. You know that Sarosh canteen is there?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was not that big theater as you see, that huge monstrous building there. It was a nice little bungalow-like theater and all that. And canteen was also flourishing and all that. There would be tables and chairs and people seated outside, serve tea or snacks or something like that. So you would go there and stand there and smoke. The way he smoked implied that he is in a great hurry to go somewhere. So there were two people sitting at the table, and he said, being an elderly person, he said, "Sir, you seem to be in a great hurry, don't you?" Because they are now having a lordly life, you know, these people who are employed, but they don't want to join the office or anything. So they said, "What's the hurry about it? Why are you? Are you in a hurry?" He said, "Yeah, I am employed here in the trust office, Altamirwa Trust." "Where is that office?" "So here inside the compound here, so I have to go on my duty. I have to attend the duty, so I am just having a puff or two and then go back." So one of them piped in and says, "Well, I have met Mayor Baba." So he said, "You have met Mayor Baba?"
"Yes."
And the other said, "Of course, my mother speaks about Mayor Baba so often, and what we are is because of his blessing." He got enthused about it, and although we were so busy, he says, "Mayor Baba's sister is here, would you like to see her?" He says, "Sure, can we get inside?" Because they had no other work, and we are all full of work here. So, but this old man couldn't resist this temptation. He brings them, the two of them, and says to Mani that these people have met Baba, and mother has met Baba and all that. So Mani makes them sit down. Says, "You really have met Baba?" "No, I haven't met Baba, but my mother has met Baba. And I have met Baba as a child, I met Baba." "Oh," I said, how good fortune you have got and this and that." Mani said that. So then the other person says, "We have a big shop now, Shumart, and it's all due to Mayor Baba." Mani says, "Well, what happened?" He says, "Well, now I'm grown up, I can speak out, but it's a household affair. You know, my father is a drunkard, and nothing can control him, and he would be always found near the gutters, lying there, whether it be day or night. And my poor mother had to work as a menial servant, go from house to house, washing dishes and this and that, and we were so poor that the places where she worked, they would take pity on her because we were children around her. And they knew it and they would offer us, apart from the meager wages that they would pay, they would offer some grain or something like that, or clothes or something like that. They knew that my mother was very poor, and she was in need of great help. One day, my mother was informed that Meher Baba is giving darshan at the trust office here. This is the place. That's what the man said. Means outside the trust office, there is a compound there. You have seen in films also, Baba is holding a baby, child in his arm, and caressing.
Oh, that's the...
Ben Haman is seated on some western ground. That's the time.
Right.
There was a long queue and all that. So the queue was so long that we went as far as the state bank and all that sort of thing. So they read in paper and are now informing my mother. The man is speaking to Mani now. I'm informing my mother that Meher Baba is coming here. And so says, who's Meher Baba? She asks. Very the saintly person. And what harm is there now? He's going to give darshan. So you go there. And take blessings from saintly people. It's a good thing. It might help you in your poverty or in another sense. Wish something for them. And then it might be of help to you. This is how the laymen think, you see, about Baba. I said, but I have got no... I said, never mind, you absent yourself from work tomorrow and go there when the darshan is to be held. So that's how she comes. That's what the boy, her son, reports in front of Mani. And then she comes, long queue is there, so when her turn comes and all that. So as usual, Baba gives prasad. And she holds and she goes out. And you know that prasad was the thing that helped us to become what we are now. And he says, what was the prasad? I am listening, I am standing by her chair and I am listening also to this. He says, well, Baba doled out a wad of currency notes, 1,000 rupees, and she was holding in her hand. When she got to the gate, she found that it was money. I said, that cannot be, sir. This is how I say to him. And he got very wild. He says, what do you mean to say? My mother is a liar? You want me to get her here and let you know the story, whole story? I said, but I was standing there. And Baba never dealt with money and never gave money at that time when he's giving darshan. All that he would do would be giving back a banana or two or a bunch of grapes or some sweets that would be there. He would dole out that. Whosoever brings it, he returns it to different people. So that means I'm telling a lie. He flared up and Mani says, calm down. Mani is telling me in vernacular to calm down. Don't enter into conflict. So I just said, well, I know it because I was there. And he never dealt with money, he never gave anybody money or anything. That much I know. So that means my mother is a liar. You want, I'll drag her here. Although she's old, you want to know about my father, I'll also get him. He's still alive. He must be somewhere in the gutter there and all that. So he got so wild and upset with me. My money calmed down. He says, sorry, it is so. We are very happy and all that. I'm very happy to see you and all that. Money said, you can go. Then, all of a sudden, just then, I got a thought. Says, who am I to know? Whatever he gives or whatever. To my eyes, it was a banana that he must have offered. But when she went out, the banana could have been turned into 1,000 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, 1,000 rupees of that time means it's over 10,000 rupees now. You see, the value or something. So it is possible. Who am I? So that's why I say that although I am from 1938, I vouch for all these, but even then I don't know what he must have done behind. He deals with each one according to one's longing and needs. She must have come for help. A banana wouldn't help her. She needed money. So I let banana become money. Like that. So that's how sometimes we cannot say that, well, I know it, I have heard it, I have seen it. Seeing may be deceptive. That's how it is.